with me here tonight. Looking in God's Word, Acts chapter 1, verse 13. Now, this is the account where Jesus had ascended and told them, stay in Jerusalem, go there, wait and tarry until you are endued with power from on high. And they did just that. They obeyed him, and they went back to Jerusalem, and there waited. Verse 13, Acts chapter 1, verse 13. Now, when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Now, just get the picture. They are in the upper room. They're praying. They're waiting on the Lord. And Peter, who is the new anointed leader in the church, he stands up, it's verse 15, in the midst of the disciples, and said, the number of the names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all of his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all that the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, Al-Sadama, and this is to say the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. This is such a, this is one of those texts of Scripture that's so familiar to us that we overlook some things. And I think that I have done that in this particular text. And so the story is this. Judas failed, betrayed the Lord, and goes out and hangs himself. And then the reputation of that in all of Jerusalem, that location is known as a field of blood. That was the place that he died, and no one would live on that property because of the stigma of Judas's suicide there on that property. Now, Judas's position, when Peter stands up in that upper room that day, he is saying to them, okay, it needs to be fulfilled what the scripture said concerning Judas and in concerning someone that was going to step in and take his place. And we need to make that decision. This is going on in the upper room. He says we need to have an election and we need to choose someone to fill the slot, the apostleship, or in the verse there, it calls it his bishopric or his position of leadership among the 12 disciples. I'm getting somewhere. Stay with me here. That it says, wherefore of these men which have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John and to the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection? What was to be the qualifications for this new apostle that was going to be chosen? Well, he had to be a witness to the baptism of Jesus, so he's there in the beginning. He had to be there with Jesus. It says his going in and out, talking about all of the life and the ministry of Jesus, going in, going out. And then it says, and he had to be a witness of the resurrection. These are the qualifications for this man that was to step in and take the position of Judas. He had to be a witness of the resurrection, and he also had to be a witness of him being taken up, or his being ascended into heaven. Wow. So what does that tell us about the man that was to be chosen? There were, out of the 120, there were two men that were chosen. One's name was Justus, and the other one was Matthias. And the Bible says that they prayed a prayer and said, Lord, you know the hearts of men, so you choose the one that is necessary. And so they cast lots, or in a sense, they had an election, and it was Matthias's name that was chosen. And they had prayed and asked the Lord for him, for the successor in Judas's place. What was the qualification? The qualification for this new apostle was only one: that he was with Jesus from the beginning to the end. He never left him. He was with him at his baptism. He was with him in his ministry as he went in and out. He was with him at his resurrection. He was with him at his ascension. So from the beginning of Jesus' ministry until he ascended into heaven, the only thing that we know about Matthias was this: he was faithful to be there. That was his qualification. It doesn't say anything about him being a preacher or a teacher or having any other special qualifications as far as leadership was concerned. He just had to be there at every phase of the life and the ministry of Jesus. Now that says a lot about the importance of faithfulness, doesn't it? The qualification to be that person, now you can't get any higher than that role of apostleship as part of the 12 under Jesus. I mean, that's in the New Testament church, that was a high ranking role that was being chosen there to fill Judas's position. The man's name was Matthias. We don't know anything about him other than what it says about him, that he fulfilled the task. He was there from the beginning to the end. He was always there with Jesus. Amen. He was there at the baptism of Jesus. He was there at the ins and the outs. Amen. You know, a faithful person is the person that's faithful in the ins and the outs. When things are high, when things are going great, when there's a great revival spirit, everybody's enthused, everybody's excited. But also in the outs. When things are not all that high, when things are struggling, and but this man Matthias, he was there in the ins and the outs, the ups and the downs. He was always there. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was the qualification. Now there's really, as you know, I've been doing this a long time. I've been a pastor for a lot of years. I was 26 years old when I started trying to pastor, and I'm still learning. Everybody that says to me from time to time, are you the pastor? And my little answer is, I'm the guy that's trying. I'm the guy that tries. I'm doing my best to do that. But let me just say that I've noticed a spirit that's in the world today, and it's creeped into the church world. And that is just a lack of faithful people. People being faithful to God, to the Word of God, faithful to prayer, faithful and committed to the church, faithful. Now, I know I'm talking to the Wednesday night crowd, and that's the ones that are always there. So I'm not getting on to you because you're the faithful crowd. You're always there. I'm not getting on to you. I just want to encourage you that the reward and the blessing that comes from being faithful to God. How important it is to be faithful to the things of the Lord. And really, it's a revelation of your character. Your walk with the Lord, your commitment to the Lord, and your character before God. That you have determined, I am going to remain true. I'm sure down through the years of Jesus' ministry, Matthias was right there, and he is not the main guy. I mean, we don't even know about him. His name isn't even mentioned. We don't know anything about his role or we know that he wasn't one of the 12, but he was there. And the one that had to be chosen for this new role was the one that was always there. Amen. Amen. There is much to be said about the importance of commitment and faithfulness to the things of God. And I just want to encourage you, because sometimes it may be difficult. You may feel like, oh, I'm just so tired and I just can't do this. Just remain faithful. Let me tell you, one of the great blessings and the advantages of faithfulness is that you witness everything that God does. I'm talking about being faithful to the house of God and to the church. You witness it. You see what God does. You see what he does, how he speaks in church services, how he blesses different people, how he touches their lives. You're an eyewitness. That's all we know about Matthias, is that he was an eyewitness of all that was going on in the ministry and the life of Jesus. He was there at his baptism. He was there at his ins and outs. He was there at his crucifixion, at his resurrection, at his ascension. He was just always there. Amen. May his tribe increase. Amen. Always there. Always there. Never missed. Always there. Always witnessing what God was doing. Amen. Oh, it's really an important thing. It's true in the house of God and your commitment to the things of God and your commitment in every area of your life, your family, your worship, your time with the Lord, and the Word of God and prayer. Faithful. Just stay faithful. Stay at it. Amen. Praise God. I've talked a lot about my mom and her commitment to church, and she's still, I mean, that's just who she is. She's there. If she can get there, she's there, if it's possible. But then let me just flip over and talk a little bit about my dad, who was not really a Christian, never served the Lord until the last couple of weeks of his life. But these were my parents, and they made that kind of an impression upon me. My dad worked in the oil field industry and worked in a factory with hundreds of other men that worked there, and he was a welder. His job, he started at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he liked to get there, and I've talked to him about this before, he liked to get there at least 20 minutes early, 20 to 30 minutes early. Why? He wanted to get his tools out. He wanted to get ready, because when the whistle sounded at 6 o'clock, he wanted to be ready to go right to work, right at that time at 6 o'clock. When the whistle blew, he wanted to go. And I remember him saying to me one time, I like to get it all out and get ready, and I like to be able to have one last little cup of coffee. And he wanted to sit down and have a 10 or 15 minutes to drink his coffee before the workday started. Now, I went through all that to say that even though my dad wasn't saved, he had a commitment to his responsibility. And he was there early. It was none of this running in late. It was none of this even coming in on time. I mean, he was there early and prepared to get the job done. Amen. Faithfulness provides much reward. Much reward for those that are faithful to God, to the things of God, in every area of the work of the ministry and the body of Christ. May God speak to our hearts about the importance of faithfulness. Amen. Praise God. Oh, how important that it is. And it makes such a difference in the lives of people. And your children, they watch. They're observing what you do. And you're building that same character into them by your faithfulness. And really, all that Matthias could do when asked about his qualifications to be an apostle, all he could do is just kind of say, well, I was there when he was baptized. I was there throughout the ins and outs of his ministry. I was there when he was crucified and when he resurrected and when he was ascended. I was there. Amen. And that was his qualification. Those two men, Justus and Matthias, were the two men that were put up for election to be apostles, to fill that role of apostleship. Matthias was chosen after they prayed, and his qualification was he was there. Amen. He was there. Another advantage of being there is that if someone says, I don't know if I believe that happened or not. I don't know if I believe that blind man's eyes were opened up, and Matthias could say, I was there. I saw that. I saw that happen. No matter what, he was an eyewitness to all that God was doing, all that the Lord was doing because of his faithfulness. Amen. God, build that kind of quality in all of our lives. Faithful to God, faithful to the Word, faithful in giving, faithful in every area, faithful to the house of God. It's transforming. It changes your life, and it has an impact upon everyone else when you fill that role. Now, how in the world do we come up with faithfulness out of Acts chapter 1? But it's there. It's there. Amen. Wherefore, of these men which have companied with us all the time, that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection? And here's the kind of man that we need. Not the best preacher, not the best teacher, not the biggest giver. None of those things. The quality was faithful. Faithful. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are able to instill that into our hearts. The importance of faithfulness to you. Faithfulness to the things of God, to the work of God. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, that the spirit that seems to be prevalent in our world today, Lord, that you would help us to overcome that. Help us, Lord, to live above that influence of the world and commit ourselves to you, to the things of God, to the house of God, to the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's be faithful. I'm talking to the faithful crowd, I know, but just want to encourage you that there's a lot of rewards for being faithful. Amen. God bless you.